This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic from Bloomberg Radio.
So Bloomberg Green reporting last month that there is some $35 trillion invested in sustainability globally, Tim.
Not surprising.
No.
Given the movement that we've seen from investors and from companies that want to make sure, hey, this is where our clientele is going.
Yeah. And speaking of companies that are focusing on sustainability, that includes McDonald's and McDonald's Corporation's Chief Sustainability Officer, Jenny McCulloch, joining us on the phone in Chicago. Jenny, great to have you here with Tim and myself. How are you?
Hi, Carol. Hi, Tim. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, tell us about your latest announcement when it comes to, we've been talking a little bit about Happy Meals. You guys have made a sustainable move when it comes to them.
Absolutely. We've got a lot underway here in sustainability on our food and on our restaurants and communities. But today it's all about toys and the special fun that the Happy Meal experience brings to families around the world. We announced today that by the end of 2025, we'll be drastically reducing plastics across our Happy Meal toys around the world and transitioning to more sustainable materials. So we're really excited about this news and look forward to talking about that today.
2025, so it's a few years off. Why does it take so long to make a transition like that?
Well, when we think about the scale of McDonald's, we're operating in nearly 40,000 communities in over 100 countries around the world. So when we think about innovation, we have to, you know, really lean with our supplier partners on markets that are really willing to test and lead and take those first steps, and then think about what we can learn from our customers and families and what we can scale later. So what we're doing here is building on some really great momentum that we've seen in France, the UK, and Ireland, where these more sustainable toys have been being rolled out since 2018. And we're working on roadmaps to scale those to other markets around the world. And we may even see some of those in the portfolio as soon as this winter here in the U.S.
I think it's so cool. Jenny, what I love talking about companies like you, really big companies who can move the needle on things, especially when it comes to the supply chain. Is that part of the problem that, going to Tim's point, I'm always like, why can't we just do it now? Why can't we do it in a year and a half or 2 years? Is it because the existing infrastructure, supply chains, what have you, they just don't quite exist yet?
Well, I would say that when we think about innovation at scale, we do need to try different things and get feedback from customers and kids about what works and what doesn't. So part of that is just the typical sort of prototype feedback cycles that you'd expect. When we also think about the Happy Meal experience, we are so focused on the safety and sturdiness of those experiences for the toys, because we know that that safety is such an important part of the Happy Meal experience for our families. So we want to be very mindful as we make changes to the design of the toy. But that being said, you know, we have the privilege to work with some of the world-class suppliers around the world in this area and have amazing designers, scientists, engineers, toy innovators, play experts, all thinking about sort of where we can make changes. And we have seen some really exciting ideas that can be scaled. And so when we think about, you know, the commercial design of a toy from start to finish, it does take quite a while anyway. And so to make these changes is just part of that longer term innovation process for us.
So what's an example of a sustainable toy or a more sustainable toy? What's it made out of and what does it look like?
Sure. So the materials, when we think about what we're considering more sustainable materials as part of the goal, is anything that's made from renewable, recycled, or certified materials. So that could be certified sustainable fiber, such as in a puzzle or a, you know, build-it-yourself dinosaur craft construction project. Or it could be from recycled plastic or plant-based plastic that you might see from sugar cane or corn or soybean that gets mixed and derived into more rigid, hard plastic toys. So some of the toys that our customers are enjoying today might be made from plants in the future, and they may not even know the difference in the actual toy experience. But we are looking at sort of both those changes to the toy design as well as the reimagining of classic favorites that just use more innovative materials.
Plant-based is making us think about the food that you guys sell.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I think about, Jenny, when I hear about sustainability and think about beef and meat. My mind doesn't necessarily go to toys and plastic toys. It goes to the impact that cattle have on the environment, from methane to deforestation. And I'm wondering, as Chief Sustainability Officer at McDonald's, how you think about those challenges?
Well, we think about those challenges very much in concert with where we have responsibilities across all of our offerings for our customers. And we've been on a journey with our food sourcing and our packaging sourcing for over a decade, looking at our sourcing regions, where we can promote more sustainable practices with our supplier partners. And you touched on it with the comments around beef. We have prioritized work on beef sustainability with supply chain partners and NGOs and farmers and ranchers for many, many years. We just wrapped up a series of commitments leading into 2020 where we'd really worked with the industry to articulate a vision for what more sustainable beef production could mean, how we could eliminate deforestation in high-risk regions for beef sourcing and other commodities as well, and also how we can promote and support best practices among farmers who are really pioneering more innovative regenerative practices on their farms and ranches, and help support scaling those practices across the industry with our supplier partners. So while the announcement today is very much around toys and the fun of the Happy Meal, we've been at work for quite some time looking at the sustainability of the food, and this is just, you know, one more step in a long line of commitments that we continue to work on, and we'll keep working on as we look forward.
Well, really cool to check in with you, Jenny, and I hope we can get you back. Jenny McCulloch, she's Chief Sustainability Officer over at McDonald's, joining us on the phone from Chicago. I mean, you've got to approach it from like a lot of different angles.
Yeah, I didn't even consider the Happy Meal.
I didn't either.
Really?
No, I didn't either, right, because we don't focus on it, but they sell a lot of them, and if you think about it, that makes sense.
Kids won't know.
No, exactly. All right, you're listening to Bloomberg Radio.